Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Rodney from Family First.
Hey, Rodney. This is Mr. Biggs.
How you doing today, mister?
Not too good, they rushed me to the hospital last night.
So you've been in the hospital ever since last night?
Yeah, and they're going to keep me, I have an infection in my prostate.
I see that. And which hospital are you in right now?
Lincoln Hall.
And do you guys, do you have to take an ambulance for that?
Yeah. Ambulance came and got me. I was feeling under the weather like the last week or so, and I was like, had the phone underneath of me a lot, like, so I was sleeping and falling asleep once, so I couldn't tell you like just yet, but I'm just touching base with you, right, because, I always keep me informed of what's going on.
No, I got you. In case, how do you see the overview regarding the whole situation? Will you have to stay more days over there?
Say that part again, Ronnie.
How do you overview the situation that you're in? Like, will you have to stay more days over there?
Yeah, I might be here for a few more days.
I got you. But are you feeling, at least right now that you're in there, you're feeling a bit better than when you were taken to bed?
I was getting stressed, right, because I seen what the effect of it was doing to my wife. So, I don't wait to the last minute. And I'm a big guy, so, she can't physically pick me up or nothing. So when the ambulance got there, I was so weak. I took a spill at the door. No, but I shook it off. It was bitter cold, I think.
No, but I can tell. I can tell. Lord. No, but, if it was only an infection, I guess that it's something that can be taken care of.
What was crazy is, I got that foot issue. So when they said infection, I'm thinking that it might have been the foot. So they like, no, Mr. Biggs, your foot looks kind of good. He said, the infection is from the prostate. But the nurse is coming in to change my wound. My bandages, and I just wanted to touch base with you before you left. I don't know when I'll be coming home, so but I'll text you when I get released.
I understand. I got you. If anything, you have my number. I really appreciate you taking the time informing me. Okay.
Rodney, I consider you another family member, because when you have a service like this, people don't really know that service, those people are really like an extension of care for you that helps prolong your life. So, like Rodney, I appreciate you so much, bro. I might not tell you, but thank you.
No problem, Mr. Briggs. I'll be here if anything, okay? We have been a while here. And I know we'll be a while more here, okay?
Yep, thank you, Rob.
No problem. You got me flattered, but it's okay, Mr. Briggs. You hang on there, okay? I know you will be getting better, okay?
Okay.
Take care a lot, okay?
I'll talk to you, big brother. Okay.
All right. See you soon, Mr. Briggs. Take care a lot. No. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.